Chapter 21, The Morning Institute. Elder Smith Sharp spoke on the subject of the present outlook of prophecy. Prophecy is a part of the Scriptures. The Savior taught us to search. John chapter 5, verse 39. I claim that includes all the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 shows it to be by inspiration of God. The definition that suits us for prophecy is history in advance, as shown in Isaiah chapter 3, speaking of the events as though they had already occurred. As to how it came, see 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Holy men of old spake as the Spirit moved them. In another place he argues that they have not followed cunningly devised fables. An intelligent conviction of the prophecies leads us to put in practice the truths they contain. I shall not dwell exclusively on Daniel and John, but they enter largely into the investigation. Ezekiel in chapter 14 classes Daniel with Job. In Matthew chapter 24, Christ endorses him and his prediction of the fall of Jerusalem. That is sufficient and further. He is the only one that predicted the year the Savior should be killed. See Daniel chapter 9, in which he gives the date that should reach to his baptism and death. He being the only one that made these predictions. His words add great weight in our investigation of the prophecies. Having seen the fulfillment of many prophecies, and there being a few yet to be fulfilled, what is the outlook? How long is it probable it will take to fulfill the balance? I pass over Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7, but at the close of this great line of prophecy in Daniel 2, the God of heaven is to set up a kingdom. We, of course, believe the 10 kingdoms are the existing kingdoms of Europe, the result of the breaking up of the Roman kingdom, to be followed by the 5th literal kingdom, to be set up by the Lord, as spoken of by James and Matthew, which is this earth made new. Now some may question if all these kingdoms are still in existence. Now as they have existed for hundreds of years, where is the evidence that they may not exist for hundreds of years longer? Looking at Daniel chapter 11, verse 35 and onward, we find it contains an unfulfilled prophecy. I shall claim as undisputed that the time of the end began in 1798 and shall pass over to verse 40, which all admit is Egypt, pushing at France, and Turkey shall come against the latter. Turkey waging war and deserted, retreating upon Jerusalem. All then has been fulfilled except verse 45, when the Turk is to be driven out of Europe and retreats to the Holy Land. Now chapter 12, verse 1. Here then can be no mistake that this very time is meant when probation shall close. Christ shall rise up and begin his reign. Now I claim the complications in Europe today are similar to what has been present for years, the Eastern question being watched then as now. So what evidence is there that this may not culminate for even 50 years? There are two important events yet to be fulfilled before Christ is certain to come. The first is the removal of the Turk to Jerusalem, and the other is the erection of the image to the beast, as introduced in Revelation chapter 13 and 14. The beast we find in Revelation chapter 13, which all admit to be the papacy, the church and state united, which is what the third angel warns against. Why then should the message in this last day start out with this warning? Because never before has there been such a tendency of Protestantism to curry favor with the Catholic Church and admit it as a Christian denomination. Now that the second beast is the United States, all will admit. We come down then to the warning against the image to be erected to the papacy and against his worship. Now while it may not be the church and state as united in the 4th century, yet it will be religious legislation. I claim that when this occurs and Sunday observance will be enforced by law, then we say the image to the beast will be complete, and then the time of the end must necessarily be very near at hand. When the people of God will be shut in between the two walls, the decree of the government and the command of God, it cannot take long to finish the question. We have been watching the progress of this movement for years, yet the last effort in Congress may not be repeated for some time, and it takes time to start such a movement again. A congressman will generally feel obliged to vote according to the wish of his constituents. Petitions, I do not believe, would influence them, but when the leading people among their constituents undertake to influence them by threatening defeat at the polls, if they will not vote as desired, the bill received consideration. But now I raise this question. What indication is there that this may not take a great many years, and the coming of Christ be long delayed? In reply to them, several answers were given, from which the following brief is made. Elder D.T. Jones asked if Turkey, the King of the North, went against France. In verse 40, three powers are introduced, France, Egypt, and Turkey, and it is the Crimean War that is the subject of prophecy. Elder Porter asked if Elder Sharp intended to say that the papacy would come into prominence again. Yes, it is so apparent that all can see it, without going to the spirit of prophecy. Then how is Daniel chapter 7, verse 26, harmonized with that view? This evidently refers to his temporal power or dominion, and the judgment, the investigative one beginning in 1844. In a spiritual sense, the papacy is increasing, but does not the taking away refer to 1798? Elder A.T. Jones called attention to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. The Lord has anointed me too. Why then should we think the day of vengeance of our Lord was preached when Christ came? Because it cannot occur until after the day of the Lord comes. I introduce this to show that two events do not necessarily follow because mentioned together. I think that the judgment is the one referred to in verse 10. Jesus illustrates the manner of his coming by the parable of the fig tree in Matthew chapter 24, and gives the signs that the generation seeing them should be living when all was fulfilled. Now the last of these signs was given in 1833, so it cannot be much longer. But is not this generation interpreted this race, that is, the Jews? No, for this generation was not the Jews to whom Christ spake, but the one seeing the signs. Elder Jones said public sentiment must be molded as Elder Sharp stated, but will it take a number of years? If we remember that most intense public sentiment is molded very quickly, it may not take long. Look at the rise of public sentiment in opposition to slavery. For years the abolitionist was looked upon as a criminal, but the sentiment, changing slowly at first, swept away rapidly all over the country. This shows that public sentiment is developed according to the way the subject is introduced. The Sunday movement is in advance of what the slavery question was, and I can see no objections to the soon coming of Christ on this ground. Elder Rogers said that the fact that the message is going forth is proof that the time is short. This is the fact in other messages, they being always addressed to those who will see the event in the closing scene. To claim the expression, this generation, could not apply to any other, is to destroy the force of the application. So we are warned in believing that his coming is near, even at the door. Elder Cates called attention to the increased knowledge and rapidity locomotion, in fulfillment of the prophecy that knowledge shall increase, and men shall run to and fro. He illustrated at some length the rise of the sentiment in favor of the abolition of slavery, and it spread over the United States, 8 years from the time that all three parties had said slavery should remain intact in the states having it. The 14th Amendment was introduced and accepted by the very men who agreed to the continuance of slavery. Does the cause of the Lord move slowly? I think not. Attention was called to Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, when the mystery of God, the gospel, should end when this angel sounded, which was begun in 1840. Elder W.W. Stebbins said that the primary point to be remembered is that it was in the power of this people to delay or hasten the day, and that as we are all anxious to see that day, we should all seek the proper preparation to meet it. Elder Hyatt admitted that from some standpoints, The coming of the Lord might appear a long way off, as so many thousands have not yet been warned. If we do not believe that God's hand is controlling, we might well think that we would not live to see the end. But I feel that we shall see the day when God's people will rise with mighty power and hasten the work. Elder Sharanan gave a description of the views of a prominent editor ridiculing the idea of passing religious enactments. But a few weeks ago, the gentleman wrote a letter admitting his change of views and probability that the 51st Congress would pass such laws, and so the nearness of the end be apparent. I believe the people of God are preparing for the battle, and the end must be very near. Attention was also called to the means, at the command of the parties at work, for religious legislation to work up rapidly a public sentiment in their favor. Allusion was made to the influence of Miss Willard, president of the WCTU, over audiences and individuals. The combination of this organization, the Sabbath Union Sunday School, forming a wonderfully effective power for this work, influencing the unthinking masses and working up public sentiment. Elder Sarnant called attention to the papacy or the mystery of iniquity, the people not then understanding the movement, and that the work in our country is the image to it, the power behind each, as Paul tells us, being Satan himself, who works in darkness deceptively. Elder States asked for information in reference to the Turk planting his tabernacle between the mountains, and said some claimed it meant the removal of the papacy to this country. But Elder Farron showed from Revelation chapter 16, this could not be, because the great battle was to be fought at Jerusalem, to be followed soon after by the coming of the Lord. Elder D.T. Jones called attention to Daniel chapter 11, verse 45, that in the kingdoms brought to view in the latter verses, Rome was not mentioned after the 45th verse, and our government not at all, so that the movement could not be the papacy, but does refer to the power spoken of in the 45th verse. Elder Smith Sharp called attention to the fact that when the Turk retreats, Christ comes, but the papacy was to be destroyed by the brightness of his coming. Elder Stebbins said the miracle-working power was connected with the United States, which was not true of the Turkish power, spiritualism having its rise in this country. It must be understood that the argument of Elder Sharp does not represent so much what he really believes, as it does positions tending to draw out questions and discussion, which was the object aimed at.